Here's a sneak peek at tonight's AFE. We dare you not to laugh. Welcome to America's Funniest Home Videos. And now, here he is, the host of AFV.
Introduction. Welcome to AFE. Award season, as you may have heard, is just around the corner. We're feeling pretty confident. Not confident about taking home any awards. That ain't going to happen. What we're confident about is that while others may take the prizes, we've got all the winners. Oh, yeah. Real winners. The kid catches some air, the bike catches some fence. Are you telling me you drained the pool for this?
Ready? Grab on tight. Hold on tight.
I don't know who Mom thinks she's talking to, because it don't look like nobody's holding on to nothing.
Whoa. Okay, see?
It's Lady and the Trampoline. Grandma's taking babysitting too literally.
Oh, no. I got it on video, too. Yes.
All right.
And now, introduction to Handspring.
Okay, that wasn't a front handspring, but try it again. I think it's snowing.
Oh, I'm sure the snowing pressure will really improve her handspring.
Your neck, sweetie.
I can do it.
The only thing this handspring is missing are the hands and the spring.
You're gonna hurt yourself. Take a breath. Take a breath.
Fourth time's the charm.
Front handspring.
I don't like scary movies. And don't get me wrong, I'm no chicken. I just think scary movies are way too long. I prefer my scares quick and to the point, like this.
We're gonna see if we get scared of pool by the Noni.
He wants to rock and roll all night and potty every day. I have a feeling she's not going to like what's behind door number three. The cat in the hat welcomes her in, but the guy with the sword lets the real fun begin. Daddy's little girl makes him scream like a little girl.
Ah!
admit it, I use my big mouth to make a living. Well, here's a guy who uses his to do the impossible.
And now, a moment with a man with a really big mouth. This has been a moment with a man with a really big mouth.
Anyone who owns both a cat and a dog knows they're kind of like an old married couple. They've been around long enough to know the other one ain't going anywhere, so they just learn to tolerate each other. Take a look.
Apparently, we're not the only ones who find this barking annoying. It's nice to see them sharing. One piece for the cat, one big mess for the dog. Who can resist a face that cute? The cat can.
Who says cats and dogs can't get along? Look at those two. They just love each other. Where's Tyson? Where's Tyson? Here I am.
Just because it's the dog door doesn't mean he's the only one using it.
Studies show that Americans consume over 22 teaspoons of sugar per day, three times what is recommended. Most of it comes from soft drinks and candy, but some comes from unexpected places like AFV music montages.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass, cause I'm a shoo-shoo.
See your funny video on TV? Upload it to AFV.com.
Welcome back. Real estate experts disagree on whether or not a pool adds value to your home, but we can all agree that pools add value to this show.
Hey, kid, watch that first step. It's a doozy. Generally, guys in khaki shorts with leather belts don't make good divers.
Are you okay?
Right.
No! Right here. You got him.
there's a lifeguard chair on duty. Have you ever seen a rabbit play possum? You know what he calls this dance? The hot tub tango.
Damn, you're off the edge.
I know, well, I'll be all right.
The ball doesn't move an inch, and he still ends up in the water hazard.
Funniest Video stands for truth, freedom, good old-fashioned American don't know how. But the initials AFV, they stand for so much more.
Alligators frighten varmints. Awkward foreign vacation. Adorably furry vampire.
Here, baby bud, look at me.
Alternative form of ventilation. Assorted fond vamoose. Abducted ferret victuals. After five vodkas. The word poop onto network television. It's Nincompoop Corner. Dad shouldn't be skateboarding in the house. In fact, Dad shouldn't be skateboarding at all. There's a funny story about how they got that dent in the shed. There are some dares you should just say no to. She wants to go hit a bucket of balls. Key word, bucket. If you open your champagne with a samurai sword, does that make you a samurai sommelier? Might be done fooling around on the tractor, but the tractor's not done with you. Not only do they need a new roof, they need a new roofer.
You the chance to win incredible vacation prizes. Well, here's the next opportunity. If you enter the second AFV Dream Vacation Sweepstakes, you could win the vacation that everyone in the family will think was created just for them. A Disney Cruise Line vacation for four to the Caribbean. Stick around, because later we'll tell you how you could have a chance to win. Combines aim with pain. It's our classic Head Got Claude Groin. Rick and Crystal, or I should say Crystal and Rick, are here with us. Now, the producers always tell me a little bit about the contestants who come up, and
yes.
I can't believe what I'm hearing about you two. You've known each other for a month?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're engaged to be married?
Yes, but...
Wait a minute, you're laughing, you're saying yes.
Oh.
Engaged! Yeah, we're engaged.
Well, because we're going to get married by Elvis.
By Elvis. He's dead, you know.
By Las Vegas Elvis.
Oh, Las Vegas Elvis. Oh, okay. Now, here's the other thing I heard. You have a prenup. So what did you put in the prenup?
Money.
Okay, how is it your money?
It's my money.
Oh, okay, he's
and
broke.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
He's broke, yeah. You're loaded. He's loaded enough to think you're getting married. Let's play the game. We know somebody's going to get it. Oh, boy. In the head, gutter, groin. You tell me where, all right? Now, here's the first one. Some guys fooling around with a volleyball. Guys, volleyball, gravity, Crystal. Doesn't matter who, by the way. We're just okay. Where? Head, gutter, groin?
Groin.
Groin, okay.
Yes.
How do you think that's going to happen?
The guy in the glasses is going to slam it into the other guy, and he's going to slam it right into his groin.
Okay, you thought this out. All right, Rick?
I'm going to say head.
Really? You don't want to agree with the money bags over here?
Should I?
Yeah, you should. As the guy who's been married for 30 years, yeah, you should. All right, so you say groin, you say head. All right, let's see who's right, if either of you are. You might be getting married by a fat Elvis, but you made your money using your brain, right, Crystal?
That's
yeah,
right.
Okay. Here we go. Let's try it again. We take you to a gymnastics competition. The Tidy Whitey competition, clearly. It starts out so promising, too. What do you think, Crystal?
Head.
He's going to get it in the head?
Yes.
All right. Then Rick?
Head. From experience.
Nicely done, Rick. Okay. Doesn't matter if you're right, you're just wrong together in that case. All right, let's see. Oh, yeah, head. Very good. Very good. A good head shot. All right. Now, here's our final one. Crystal, you could have a clean sweep here. It's okay. A toddler playing with his dad in the kitchen.
For jingle bells?
Oh, all right. We can sort of give you that crutch hit. All right. So we had one obvious groin hit, but he's lined up to go for doubles. What do you think, Crystal? Too easy?
Yes.
All right. What's going to happen?
The kid's going to slip and hit his head.
All right. Kid's going to hit his head. All right. What do you think, Rick?
I'm going to say gut.
Gut.
Yes.
So you think the kid will suddenly grow about 4 inches and hit his dad in the gut?
I believe the dad's going to...
Well, you think you're getting married.
He's scared.
So, yeah.
I think he might get scared and be like, well, you know, the jewels and, you know.
Oh, the dad will protect the jewels, go down, get it in the gut.
Definitely.
All right. I think you're in much better shape on this. Let's see. Right, going in for the second one. Because we at AFE, we are nothing if we're not givers. We're going to give you community property, all right? So when the prenup is completely written, you'll each have one of these stylish Tom Bergeron AFE bobbleheads to call your very own. Give it
awesome.
Up.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for playing. Let's get back to videos where no body part is safe. Say hi to Elvis for me, by the way.
Hey, I thought this was supposed to be an unmanned probe. Wow, that's a big sound for such a little dog. And they said you can't teach small dogs new riffs.
Maybe the worst thing that can happen is my feet get sweat and I go home and change. That's not that bad.
Yeah, actually, that's not the worst that can happen. Who would think a pink sweater would throw off your balance this much?
Freaking you. You can't get up? You can't get up?
He married his wife for better, for worse, or for stronger. For an aerialist, she gets pretty familiar with the ground.
You can cook an egg in the microwave. Did you know? You shouldn't.
All right, I'm hearing noises, but we only have 10 seconds left, so I think it's all going to be okay. Okay. Perfect. All righty, let's see what happens. Okay, I'm just going to get a spoon. Is the egg. Microwave. 1 minute. Oh, gosh. I don't think it's cooking. Okay, well, it does explode.
Familiar with the stereotype of the grumpy old man. He wears his pants up to his armpits. He yells at the neighborhood kids, say, get off my lawn! I could do that all day! But it's not only old men who get grumpy. Here's some sourpusses of the female persuasion.
If you want to know what Grandma thinks of this birthday tradition, her face says it all. A fancy salon when you can just dunk Grandma's head in the sink.
Oh, my God. You did good. Yeah. You know, your hair is longer than mine, Grandma.
I don't care what it is. I just want to get out of here.
Hey, you're done. You want to comb it?
Oh, God.
Here's a justice of the peace who keeps the peace. You get a wish if you blow out your candles. What do you get if you cough them out?
Who's in the mood for a fight? Because it's time to watch really stiff goats take on walls that aren't stiff enough.
Tonight, on Versus, accidental wall holes versus fainting goats. And the wall holes break through first. Wow! But the goats are up and they're stiff competition. This wall hole takes out the whole wall. And
And yet another galloping goat goes down. Here's where 2 feet and a wall meet. But the goats are staying alive by playing dead. This treadmill will help you shed pounds of sheetrock. But the goats are determined to keep up a stiff upper everything. And the winner is... Fainting Goats! Join us next week when the frightened farm animals take on this lazy dog. On Versus!
Some dogs sleep in a doggy bed. Some dogs sleep on a favorite spot on the rug. Some dogs sleep wherever they darn well please.
Max, look at Mama. Hey, get off my bed. Come on, get off. Come on, get off my bed. Max, get off my bed. Off my bed. Get off my bed. Come on. Let's get off the bed. Come on. Max. You want a treat? Not even a treat? No? Oh, you just are being stubborn today, aren't you? Come on, let's go. Come on. Come on, Max. Come on, Max. Let's go. Come on.
You know, funny thing about luck, harder you work, the luckier you get. But the unluckier you get, the more I work. So please, don't work hard unless you're working hard at being unlucky, because I really like this gig.
Nothing says lame party like two guys in the basement trying to launch each other off an air mattress. Maybe it'll be more fun if the second guy tries it. Here's one way to get out of having to drag your lazy friend around. This kid doesn't even like to have his reflection poked in the eye.
Poking up.
Even the sound of the nail clipper gets under Whisker's skin. I wonder if that little dog is jealous of all the fun those humans are having.
She is 3 years old and she's my sister. I taught her how, but she was scared before.
This big sister is so proud of teaching her little sister how to drive, but maybe she should have held off a little on the bragging.
One of the only activities that are both fun and relaxing. For example, roller coasters are fun, they're not relaxing. Massages are relaxing, but they're not really fun. So until someone invents a roller coaster that gives you a massage while you ride it, swings are the closest thing we've got.
Oh, my God.
be wondering how you could have the chance to win the Disney Cruise Line vacation Tom mentioned earlier. It's actually very simple. Just go to AFV.com and enter the AFV Dream Vacation Sweepstakes. One entrant will be chosen at random to win this incredible vacation package. Enter the sweepstakes and AFV could stand for a fabulous vacation.
History has given us such great philosophers as Aristotle, Spinoza, Thoreau. They probed the depths of human reason and coalesced their findings into teachings still accessible to us all. We took their findings and we did what we always do. We dumbed it down.
Philosophy. Patience is a virtue, but sometimes it ruins your interior.
My, look at that. Wow.
Don't sweat the small stuff. And don't let the big stuff wear sweats. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. But you can teach a fat dog to get its own snacks. Make the man, but they just make the cat tip over.
Oh, come on.
Come on, baby.
Philosophy.
You may know that a lot of new TVs come with 3D. Now, I don't think that's so great for our show, because I see you ducking whenever a pinata clip comes on, or if some old man's pants fall down, do you step back so you don't get hit in the eye with his belt, or worse? Around here, I think two dimensions pretty much all we can handle.
You can't use your hands in soccer, but no reason you can't use your face. Sparky, I think that might be more branch than you need.
Do it.
Oh, he's going to co-pay for this. Don't worry, his bark is worse than his butt. Apparently, this hardwood floor is not quite hard enough.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I don't.
She walks like a diver, but she dives like a walker. This is why they named their dog Misty.
Assignment America, bundle up tight, because we're going tobogganing. Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it is.
Only instead of using a sled, we want you to use your imagination. Slide down on something else. Can you sled down on a mattress, inside a trash can, or lounging on a couch? Be creative, be safe, and show us how you can sled down a hill on some homemade contraption. You could win some money, and that will help thaw you out. Jess, tell them more.
Invent a sled and you could find yourself speeding towards $10,000 or even $100,000. Use something besides a store-bought sled, and your homemade toboggan could have you zooming down a mountain of cold, hard cash. Then upload the video to AFV.com or send it to AFV. P.O. Box 4333, Hollywood, California, 90078. For full contest rules, log on to AFV.com and write the address above. Go from snow to dough. Upload to AFV today.
Just saw a sign, a dollar sign. That means it's time to give away money. $10,000 for first place, $3,000 for second place, $2,000 for third. Let's meet the contenders for tonight's prizes. First up, thank goodness she's a nominee because she'll never be a gymnast. It's the hopeless handspringer sent in by the Katona family from Ayr, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, Danica, you're going to break your neck, sweetie.
I can do it.
The only thing this handspring is missing are the hands and the spring.
Next, here's a kid whose bathroom break is broken into. It's Kiss on the Commode, sent in by the Rigby family from Boise, Idaho.
He wants to rock and roll all night and potty every day.
A woman who isn't going to celebrate her next birthday in a restaurant. It's the grumpy birthday granny sent in by the Hunting family from Selmer, Tennessee.
If you want to know what Grandma thinks of this birthday tradition, her face says it all.
Time to stop clapping and start voting now. And while they do, enjoy the comedy stylings of tonight's video remix. Of our voting, our third place $2,000 winner is Hopeless Handspringer, sent in by the Katona family from Ayr, Ontario, Canada. And now, the winner of the $10,000 in tonight's funniest home video is Kiss on the Commode, sent in by the Congratulations. Let me introduce everybody. We got Dad Jeremy, Mom Rebecca over here. We have Eric, Timo, and Michael back here. And the star, I was getting to you. And the young star, Noah. Good to have you here.
I'm just really happy to win.
We're happy you won too. Now, does Dad always scare you guys like that?
No.
No? Was he scary that day?
Yes.
And does he know that someday you're picking the rest home for him? You know what else is going to happen? You're all coming back for our $100,000 show. How about that? We get to see you again. Give me five. Yes, give me five all around here. Yes, thank you very much. Congratulations. All right, here you go. Hang on to that for me, would you? Show. I can't wait to do another next time. But until then, remember, if your video airs on our show, we'll send you a stylish AFE t-shirt, and maybe you could win some big money. So remember, upload to us, get rich, get famous. Good night, everybody.